there may be a causative connection between the condition of obesity and mental health issues, i.e. depression.
The CDC has released statistics that show people in more states are larger than ever.
Let's face it, we're getting fat. In fact, it's so bad, some call it an epidemic.
More Americans than ever need to take their health seriously.
Obesity is linked to a variety of health issues, including heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and also kidney disease.
We truly have to address their issues head to toe.
Wake up! Stop sleeping on yourself!
You know, I want to prove somebody wrong, but if you're not willing to put in the work, you're never going to change.
I've got to finish strong. I've got to condition myself. I've got to get out of bed. I've got to go to the gym. I got to eat clean. Nobody's going to feed me. I got to feed myself.
It is time to make sacrifices that many people will not make. It is time to rise and grind.
Where could you be right now if you weren't so lazy?
Are you willing to be the hardest worker in the room?
It's not going to be easy. These are the things that should scare you. Looking at yourself in the mirror each day and not liking the reflection you see staring back at you.
You want to lose the weight? You want to reach your target, your aim? You got to put the work in. You got to be willing to do what 98% of the people in this world are unwilling to do. You got to eat differently. You got to work differently. You got to think differently. You got to walk differently. If you want next level, everything you do has to change.
There's no more time to waste.
The thing about transformation is you have to do it. You've got to put in the work when nobody cares.
You can change your circumstances and you can change your life. You have the power to do anything you want to do. You just need to be willing to do things differently than you've done before.
You gotta feed yourself the food that is required to power the body that you want. It's not about trying to be a Lone Ranger more than it is about taking responsibility and prioritizing yourself first.
Now what are you gonna do? You're gonna worry? You're gonna cry? You're gonna give up because it's hard? Who said it's supposed to be easy?
But if you want to change your life, you'll need to do what's right, not what's easy. Too many people choose the easy road even when they know it's not the right road. Take the path less traveled.
Mediocrity is everywhere right now. And we're all trying to find an easy way out. That's the mediocrity of life. It's like, I worked myself so hard that I turned a person this f***ed up into this mother right here.
We got to take responsibility and we have to pay the price of results. Count up the costs and pay the price. And hear me well, nobody's going to pay it for you.
The hardest worker in the room. You go after what you want. You fight for what you believe in. You push with everything you got. You go 110% and you wake up.
So in order to change something, to arrive at a new vision of your future, you'd have to change something about yourself in order to get there. And you'd have to change the way you think, the way you act, and the way you feel.
If you're not willing to work, if you're not willing to sacrifice, if you're not willing to hurt, if you're not willing to bleed, if you're not willing to struggle, then you're not gonna get what you want.
You have to put in the effort. You have to put in the time. You have to put in the blood, the sweat, the tears. If it doesn't sting a little bit, if it doesn't burn a little bit, if it doesn't make you a little uncomfortable, you probably won't get very much out of it.
You gotta move your body. You gotta change your energy and your focus. Like, if you're not happy, you either have to change your life or change your blueprint.
I've got to be willing to do the uncomfortable things consistently that I don't want to do.
You're already in it now. All you got to do is keep going through it. And when you start to feel weak, find a way to be strong. Don't let weakness overcome your power. Don't let weakness tell you what to do. Don't let weakness say that it's over. Just because you are depleted doesn't mean you are defeated.
What were you placed here to do? Get to work! Get to work! Get to work!
Each and every day, you're executing some type of game plan. That game plan is either going to lead you to massive success or massive failure.
It's like, okay, what am I going to do with what life has brought me?
It starts inside of you. You don't know who you are. And it's not easy.
Like when you make the decision now about who you're choosing to be the next year, the next 3 years, the next 5 years, you're actually saying, help me in.
So you keep fighting. You keep pushing. Make sure every rep, make sure every mile, make sure every breath you take counts for something. And if you fall down, you better get up.
But you gotta silence the voices in your head that are telling you, you are not going to make it, you are not going to win, you need a shortcut, you need a cheat code. Eliminate the negative, self-sabotaging voices. Find a mirror and tell yourself, I got this today. I got this today.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy. It's hard to make a radical change in your behavior. It's hard to take ownership. It's hard to swallow the bitter pill that wherever you find yourself, at some point in time, you made an appointment to be there.
Why you stop is because you're lazy. It doesn't bother you enough to be mediocre, to be average, to sit around and watch people do great things. You don't mind it. You don't care enough about yourself, so you don't stay in the fight.
You have come too far to quit now. You have invested too much to quit now. You have lost too much to quit now. Get a reward for your pain. Don't cry about it. Don't whine about it. Get a reward for it.
In order for you to reach your destiny, you have to keep going. Keep going because there's people that don't want to see you succeed. Keep going because you want to prove those people wrong. So you got to keep going.
Believe in every push. Believe in every rep. Believe in every mile. Believe in your purpose.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.